The winter, Michigan or California? The steps taken at the General Conference session in August thrusting James White into the position of leadership brought, as we have seen, an unexpected and complete turn in their affairs. The outgoing General Conference treasurer, to whom they had rented their home in Battle Creek, vacated it, and they moved in immediately. But they were somewhat uncertain concerning the immediate future. Ellen White felt very comfortable living in Battle Creek, but their hearts were in California. On November 16, she wrote to Edson. This is a very important post. Here is the great heart of the work, and every pulsation of this heart is felt throughout the body. If the heart is unsound, if it is unhealthy, the entire system, or every member, must be affected. Satan aims his attacks directly where there is vital interest. It is highly important that the fort here is kept, that there be faithful sentinels here. We would so much rejoice to spend the winter in California and escape the cold winter before us if we remain in Michigan. We did not settle our house for weeks. It is partially settled now. We knew we were needed here. Our people here set right about the work of arrangements to bind us to the work here and to them as fast as possible. They furnished the nice large room in the review office above the counting room with every convenience, sofa, sofa chairs, editor's chair, bureau, washstand, and your mother a very nice sofa chair. In other respects, they have been very attentive to our wants in settling our house. We are now quite well settled and feel that we can spend our winter here if Father does not work too hard and get down. For a time they had thought that they might be called to California almost immediately to get the publishing interests well established. But no word came, and they settled back to spend the winter in Michigan. As she closed her letter, she reported, "We now make arrangements to stay. Our potatoes for all winter are in the cellar. Our apples are in the cellar, also our squashes and some canned fruit, a limited supply. Carpets are down, goods moved. Everything is now prepared to spend the winter. We shall labor here in the fear of God as best we can, and we will pray and have faith for those who are engaged in the work in California.